You know what Minecraft has really been missing? More function keys!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is OMG Craft and I am your host, OMG Chad. And this show, we will teach you everything Minecraft. Now, some people know a little bit about the function keys on your keyboard. Those are those keys right at the top of the keyboard that they do things like when you hit the F2 key, you'll take a screenshot in game. And if you didn't know that, so I'm going to cover what each of these keys do in detail. There are some things that you may not have known existed. So first thing that we are going to cover from, of course, left to right is the F1 key. Now, it is good to mention that if you are on the Mac, you have to hit the function and alt keys as you're hitting this. So what the F1 key does is, bam, hides your GUI, the overlay of Minecraft. So you can't see where your cursor is, and you can't see your arm breaking things anymore. I'm in creative, that's why it's kind of going crazy here. But that is what the F1 key does. And that is really useful when you are using the next key, the F2 key, which will take a screenshot in game. Of course, if I hide the overlay and then use the F2 key right now, you won't see the chat pop up. You won't have any of that information. Next, moving right on to the F3 key. The F3 key is the super key. It does a lot of things. First, if you just hit it, it will bring up lots of information in the corner. It lets you know what game version you're running on, where you are located, your frames per second, extra things installed, how big your multiplayer chunk cache is. Of course, the most useful is the X, Y, and Z coordinates. Your X and Z coordinates tell you where you are located in a world, and they're very, very useful. You can also see next to the F argument, you have which direction you are facing, north, west, south, and east, and it will change depending on where you point your face towards. The F3 key is by far the most useful key. If I get rid of it and then I hold down shift while hitting the F3 key, I get this crazy bar graph and I can flip in between different bar signal or different graphs by using the number keys up at the top. You can also see that I'm switching inventory slots because that's working. What do these graphs mean? I actually have no idea, but they're kind of fun to look at, and you can hit them, you can start them with the shift key. Now, let's go ahead and get rid of that. Now, if you hit F3 and S together, it will reload web loaded chunk resources. You actually can't see this in game because there's not really enough right here to show this off. But what is easy to show off is if you hit F3 and A, it will reload all of the chunks in your world. And this is useful if, say, you're having... Oops, I hit F2 instead of F3. This is useful if you're having some sort of chunk error. Now, you can also see that I'm walking left because the A key is also bound to a walking key, which is sort of unuseful. Next is F3 and T, which will reload all textures. And you can... It looks... Oops. There we go. You can see that it looks an awful lot like the chunk reloading. Next, F3 and F will set your render distance differently. So it will toggle the different fogs that you get in-game. Hoping that I'm... There we go. So now the render distance is much lower, and now it is set to far and probably something like normal, short, and tiny, where I really can't see much in-game. Let me set the time to day. Set day. Bam. There we go. So let's show this off one more time in the daylight. If I do this. So this is far. This should be something like normal, which once the chunks load in, you can sort of see the fog way out there in the distance. This is probably short, where the fog has now crept in. And this is probably tiny, where the fog is right there. And that is with F3 and F. F3 and P. And what this does is if you move away from the game, it will not pause the game. So here I am in my chat client Trillion, and the background game isn't paused. So if I turn that option back on, now if I move away, it will pause the game if I move into a different app. I like to use this when I am live streaming. And, whoops, F3 is also the expose key. So if you don't hit your keys quite perfectly, it will do funny stuff on the Mac, like I said in the beginning. So next is the detailed description key. So if I go in here, and let me grab some wool here. Now, wool has different IDs based off of what color it is. Now, you can't tell what that ID is by just hovering over it. So if I use F3 and H, that will show which ID each of these block is. So you can see it's 35, 13, 14, and 6. And now I can find out that the block of gold is ID 41. If you're trying to build, this is very, very useful. Next, this one is actually a little bit cheaty, especially if you're on a multiplayer server where PvP is turned on. And that is F3 and B. And this shows the hitbox of animals and entities. So you can see this box around the squid. There's another box around this pig and those pigs over there. And so you can tell where you can actually punch the pig for it to hurt the pig. So It might not make sense if I was to punch the pig out here in open space, but it will actually hit the pig because that is the pig's hitbox. Now, next is my absolute favorite of all of these, and just because it is so ridiculous. I am sure that it is useful for someone, but the F3 and C key, if you hold it down for 6 seconds and then release, it should actually crash your Minecraft game. This is a built-in feature to Minecraft. Next, we're going to move away from the F3 key. I know what you're thinking. If the F3 key had that much packed into it, the F4 key must be just insane. I mean, just crazy amounts of features packed into that F4 key, right? Well, actually, there's nothing. There's nothing attached to the F4 key. So we're actually going to go ahead and move on to the F5 key. The F5 key will set your view pattern. Apparently, I'm playing, either the skin servers are down or I'm playing in offline mode. So you can see that I have a Steve skin. The first time you hit F5, you'll get this third-person view. If you hit it again, you will see the front of your character, good for taking screenshots. If you hit it again, you will move back into your normal perspective. Next is the F8 key. The F8 key does something interesting, and it turns on this very smooth-looking effect. This is with the F8 key on. This is with the F8 key off, where I can look all around as fast as I want. With F3 on, if I try to look around really fast, it sort of does this smooth motion. This, with the F1 key and maybe flying around, makes really cool, awesome cinematic-looking views if you want to pull this off really easily in vanilla Minecraft. Now, let's turn back on that and turn off that function. Next, this is a Windows-only feature. What this does is it freezes your game. Even if you are on a multiplayer server, what you're seeing will freeze, even if there's particle effects in your face, stuff like that. And then your cursor becomes disattached from your crosshairs on the game. Sometimes this is useful if you want to try to take screenshots without actually taking screenshots. So that's what the F10 key does. Finally, is the F11 key. F11 toggles between full screen and not full screen, windowed and full screen. This is really useful if you want to make sure that absolutely none of your PC ever comes through, and that's just all it does. Really useful stuff. I hope that you have learned something from this episode. There were a few things that caught me off guard when researching. I didn't know that there was a specific crash, the Minecraft game key, and now I did. I wonder who I control on a multiplayer server by putting that in chat. Oh, you really want to fix your issue? Just hold the F3 key and C down for 6 seconds. It'll solve everything. Thank you so much for watching this episode of OMG Craft. You can subscribe to the show by heading over to youtube.com/OMGCraft or search for OMG Craft in iTunes. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. See you next time.